the San Diego Zoo. It's one of the largest in the world, and our family had a chance to visit there. We were told the best way to see all those terrific animal exhibits was to take a tour bus. Well, they were right. But when we got to the tour bus, there were two lines. One was very long, one was very short. Of course, the problem was that the short one was going to the lower level of the bus so you could get on quickly. If you wanted to wait a little longer, you had to wait in that long line, and those people got to the top of the bus. Well, we debated for a minute. We said, you know, we don't have a lot of time, but it seems like it'd be nicer if we were able to be on the top deck of a double-decker. So we took the long line. We reconsidered a couple times because, man, it looked like a couple of buses were leaving with that other group in the shorter line, and we were still waiting for the top deck. I'm so glad we did. Yeah, because as we went around that great zoo, we found out that if you really wanted to see the animals, you needed to be on the top deck, and you couldn't see nearly as much if you got in the short line and ended up on the lower deck. You know what we found out? The longer line led to the better view. You know what? That's sort of how life is. A lot of times the longer line leads to the better view. Well, I'm Ron Hutchcraft, and I want to have a word with you today about waiting till it's time. Well, our word for today from the Word of God is found in Acts chapter 7 and verse 23. When Moses was 40 years old, he decided to visit his fellow Israelites. He saw one of them being mistreated by an Egyptian, so he went to his defense and avenged him by killing the Egyptian. Moses thought that his own people would realize that God was using him to rescue them, but they did not. Well, and if you remember the rest of the story, Moses then has to be a fugitive. He flees to the wilderness. He's in the wilderness for 40 years. Now, he actually did have the right idea. God's people did need deliverance. Oh, yeah, and he was to be the leader, but he got the jump on God. He did it in the wrong way. He couldn't wait. Listen to this. Now, 40 years later, God speaks to him in the burning bush, and he says, I have indeed seen the oppression of my people in Egypt. I've heard their groaning and have come down to set them free. Now come, basically he says, now is the time I'm going to move. Now is the right time. And he says, I will send you back to Egypt. See, it made all the difference when God sent him, as opposed to Moses sending himself. God's timing made all the difference. Moses had the right idea, but he couldn't wait. See, waiting, standing in the longer line, sometimes gives you a better perspective, a real solution instead of a half solution. A lot of us have got some buried Egyptians in the past, of some remnants of some of the ways we tried to do it, and we couldn't wait for God to do it his way. Maybe God's asking you to wait in the longer line right now. And you know what? It's tempting to try to speed up the process, isn't it? Maybe you want to be married now, but he's asking you to wait. Maybe he's asking you to wait on that financial solution or that change in your job or that family member to change or a door you want to open or to wait on a prayer that you frequently have wanted answered. But see, God still wants to prepare you a little more. You're not ready for the answer yet. Or maybe the answer isn't ready for you. Maybe he wants to prepare some of the other people involved in the answer, and they're not ready yet. So don't do the easy thing. Don't do the impatient thing. Probably there's nothing that's cost more people the perfect will of God than impatience. So don't jump to the high-speed line. Remember that the longer line may very well lead to the better view.
Your Hope Story is a brand new, free, online video series for individuals and small groups. Join veteran ministry leaders Ron and Doug Hutchcraft on an exciting adventure that will move you from restlessness to rescue through the power of Your Hope Story. To find out more, visit yourhopestory.com. Thank you so much for listening to A Word With You with Ron Hutchcraft. God bless you.